that bed this minute and listen to what I have to say to you. This is a nice way for you to behave, Anne. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
She hadn't any right to call me ugly and red-headed.
You hadn't any right to fly into such a fury.
Just imagine how you would feel if somebody told you to your face you were skinny and ugly.
I don't say that I think Mrs. Lynde was exactly right in saying what she did, but that is no excuse for your behavior. She was an elderly person and my visitor. All good reasons why you should have been respectful to her. You were rude and saucy and... You must apologize for your bad temper and ask her to forgive you.
Oh, you can punish me any way you like, Marilla. You can shut me up in a dark, damp dungeon inhabited by snakes and toads and feed me only on bread and water, and I shall not complain. But I cannot ask Mrs. Lynde to forgive me.
We're not in the habit of shutting people up in dark, damp dungeons, especially as they're rather scarce in Avonlea. But apologize to Mrs. Lynde, you must and shall, and you'll stay here in your room until you're willing to do it.
I shall have to stay here forever, then. I can't say I'm sorry when I'm not, can I? I can't even imagine I'm sorry.
Perhaps your imagination will be in better working order by the morning.